Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They'll pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick. They'll recover." The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you would like to invite to dinner tonight three murderers? Yes or no? Well, three of the greatest men in the Bible were murderers. It's true. We can't deny it. Do you hear me? So all of you are kind of shocked at what I'm saying, but three of the greatest men in the Bible were murderers, either directly or indirectly. Can I tell you who they were? Say yes, Father. Yes. I'll tell you. Who are the two greatest men in the Old Testament by far? Moses and David. Did Moses murder? He did. He killed an Egyptian, didn't he? And he hid him in the sand. What about David? Did David commit adultery? With who? Bathsheba, who's taking the bath publicly, huh? Right? And what happened after that? Remember, Patricia? He planned the murder of one of his best soldiers, Urias. Did he do it directly? Pretty close to doing it, right? He plotted it out, right? He wrote out the letter to Joab to put Urias in the front line of battle and to pull back the troops, and he was mowed down. That's murder. Whose feast do we celebrate today? Were you paying attention? Who? Okay, some are speaking in Spanish, some are speaking in Hebrew, some are speaking in Hindi. Saulo, yes. Saul, yes. Today, his name, we call him what? But say it, St. Paul, right? He's a saint. Don't discredit him, okay? St. Paul. Was St. Paul responsible for murder? He himself said he was a murderer. He says it in one of his letters. Who was he responsible, at least indirectly, for killing? Celebrate his feast day on December 26th, right after Christmas. St. Stephen. So in my meditation this morning, that just came to me the first time in 60 years, that these three great men were murderers. But were they converted? Powerful conversion, right? Moses met God in the burning bush, right? Moses met God in the burning bush. And he was converted. And he became one of the greatest men in the world. Where did we get the Ten Commandments? From Moses, right? Here's a quick joke for you. Who was the first person that broke all the Ten Commandments at the same time? Moses. Ah! You like that one, right? He broke the tablets, right? And David was converted. Why? Because God sent him, by means of his conscience, Nathan the prophet, right? In a parable that basically woke up his conscience. Now, the conversion of Saul, do any of you read the Liturgy of the Hours? Do you? Do any of you remember the second reading we read on the feast day of St. Stephen? From one of your favorite saints, St. Fulgentius of Ruspe. I think he's one of your favorite saints. You probably finished your novena to him last night, right? He says this, that it was through the prayers of St. Stephen that we have the conversion of St. Paul. Amen? You like that? I don't like it, I love it. Isn't that true? Through the prayers of St. Stephen, we have the conversion of Paul. So conversions often come about through the prayers of others. So one last idea. Can any of you tell me who is the most famous convert outside the Bible? Rosa? Okay, in Espanol, San Agustin, in English would be Saint Augustine. Obviously the most famous convert outside the Bible is Saint Augustine. He was converted through the prayers of who? What? Saint Monica. So what Santa Monica is not just a freeway, but it's a person, right? To the prayers and the tears. So if you want to convert your teenage boy, some of you have teenage boys, right, that you're working with, right? I am too. You gotta pray, you gotta weep, you gotta fast. That's the only way, my friends. If we want to convert people, Jesus said to St. Faustina, we gotta suffer, we gotta pray, we gotta fast, we've got to be very patient. So today in the feast day of St. Paul, let's pray for the conversion of another sinner. I'm going to tell you a very important sinner that we have to convert. It's the person we look at in the mirror every morning. Who's that sinner? Me, myself, and I. Huh? So let's pray that we'll be converted through the love of Christ. Amen.